AME Bishop Sherman L. Green, drugstore owners L.D. Milton and C.R. Yates, newspaper publisher C.A. Scott, attorney A.T. Walden, educators Benjamin E. Mays and Rufus E. Clement, and businessman T.M. Alexander, all gathered to hear King Sr. ask them to endorse the argument he was giving his son. At first, the group expressed support for Daddy King's contentions. Then Martin forcefully told them he could not abandon his friends in Montgomery, no matter what the consequences. "I would rather go back and spend 10 years in jail than not go back." That convinced Morehouse President Mays. "You're right," he declared, and newspaper man Scott agreed. Their support strengthened Martin's resolve, and his father gave up the fight. In tears, Daddy King admitted that his son had to go back. Before the session broke up, Attorney Walden phoned NAACP Chief Counsel Thurgood Marshall in New York to obtain his promise that King would be afforded the best possible defense. Marshall, who had already been called by E.D. Nixon, told Walden to assure the Kings of that commitment. The next morning, Daddy King drove Martin and Coretta back to Montgomery. The black community, prepared in advance for the mass indictments, responded with a new demonstration of strength. As the names of those being sought spread through town, the MIA organized a mass gathering at the courthouse to show that blacks would not be intimidated. "We made a special effort to get every one of them to go down at one time to be booked," Rufus Lewis recalled. "Reverend Hubbard just made the suggestion that we dress for the occasion and go down en masse so that it would appear that we were together." The plan was a marvelous success. Those who had been indicted showed up in their Sunday best, and those who had not came down to sign bonds for the others. The atmosphere, one local white reporter said, was like old home week. By the time King returned the following morning, the MIA had organized a special mass rally for Thursday night, followed by a carless Friday, when the arraignments of those arrested would take place. King, accompanied by his father, surrendered himself for booking at the courthouse shortly after his return. Early that afternoon, the MIA leadership met with attorney Arthur D. Shores and his